The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
It wouldn't be right to speak to one of our faves, Richard Pascoe, without playing that little bit. He joins us this morning. Hey, Richard.
Yeah, morning, Molly. Morning, David. What a historic day. Mm. And that might sound really interesting, me saying that. But where's your Facebook feed gone?
Exactly. Yeah.
If anyone's tried to access Power FMSA on Facebook, we thought that it would just be the news post, but the entire page has gone down this morning, and we are one of just a litany of Australian news outlets that have been taken off the platform. Could you give us a bit of a layman's explanation as to what is the cause of all of this?
Well, let's go along and say that if you're on Facebook and that's where you got your news feed from, you're pretty stuffed at the moment. So if you're an Australian publisher, you cannot share or post any content on Facebook pages. If you're an international publisher, you cannot publish news content on Facebook or view or share by Australian audiences. If you're an Australian user, you cannot view or share Australian or international news content on Facebook.
It's all
gone. Now, it all stems back to the Australian government wanting Google and Facebook to make sure that if somebody goes over, let's say, to News Corp page, that they're going to pay News Corp. So Facebook and Google had to pay News Corp to go along and keep their page up and make sure that they're paying them enough money to keep the pages up. And I actually said way back at the beginning, somebody might blink on this and suddenly pull the rug out. So Facebook have taken the sledgehammer approach and removed everything from it. Google are actually circumventing what the government want at the moment and are signing individual deals with everybody. So
did see some headlines on this morning.
Exactly right. So, you know, they've paid $30 million. Got to take into account that Seven West actually lost, I think it was $140 million. That they lost it last year. So And they paid the Nine Network some money as well. So there was no negotiation about it. There was just agreement about it. So the government's laws are actually starting to crumble before it's actually made law at the moment.
I just want to jump in and say I am getting a bit lost with all this. In the simplest way to put it, is it basically a money issue? Is that what's going on here? Our government is not paying money to News Corp. That's what stopped this. Am I understanding this correctly?
No, it really is.
I'm so confused.
People are confused, Molly. So what it is that advertising revenue for traditional news organisations, as we all know, and for any media company, has plummeted since Facebook and Google came along.
Revenue
from, let's say, classified ads in the papers, if you look at the classified ads today as compared to, let's say, 10 years ago, where the ads were filled with paper, they're making no revenue to pay journalists out there. So the government thought it was a great idea to go along and say, well, they're taking all our stories, they need to pay for those. Instead of thinking along, well, hang on, we need people looking at our stories. That's how we go along and get revenue for it. Why don't we get those companies to pay?
Right.
So this is really that flex now. It's going to be very interesting to see the federal government's response to this morning. There's some talk that Treasurer Josh Frydenberg may come out and make a statement. Richard, I mean, really, all we can do is predict what's going to happen from here. It certainly is a monumental shift to a social media platform that a lot of us interact with multiple times a day. Mm. What do you see happening? What is the next step?
I probably see the media companies probably backing down on all of this now, and things might go back. I think it's going to take some time. Mm. But we've got to remember that revenue from media companies in Australia only makes up 4% of what Facebook make in Australia.
Right.
4% is not much. They could pull this and go, end of story, you're all too hard to deal with, you can share stuff on our platform, that's it.
Wow. Okay. This is very complex, isn't it?
It's huge. I mean, if you look up Power FMSA, we are not there today. You can still access us on Instagram at Power FMSA and, of course, get right in touch or go to powerfmsa.com.au.
Can I just take that one step further?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go.
I reckon they're going to start eliminating everybody on Instagram as well.
Well, they're linked together inextricably,
oh my God,
aren't
yeah,
they?
True.
It's very, very interesting. Richard, there's going to be space for people to post their thirst trap photos on Facebook today because they're going to need to be some content on that platform.
That's exactly right.
All right. I'm going to take my shirt off, Molly. You take a photo. I'll post it up.
Oh, my God.
No? Richard, thank you so much for joining us. As we said off the top, this is a monumental day in Australian media. It's going to be fascinating to see where we go from here. Thank you for just breaking it down for us in just layman's terms.
Look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. We appreciate it.